Thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and the live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Well, God bless you, and once again, welcome to today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia, and we are so glad you joined us today. We've got some great things for you, some awesome music coming up on today's program in just a little bit. It's the Old Time Gospel Hour Quartet with a song called There's a Brighter Day, and a little bit later on, Ernie Haas with a song entitled The Ground is Level. That's all on the way. Plus, we've got the conclusion of Pastor Carlton Duck's message entitled What the Blind Man Saw coming up on today's In the Garden program. It's all on the way, so I know you'll get a blessing if you keep it right here for the next few minutes. It's the radio ministry, as we mentioned, of Gethsemane Baptist Church. And again, we're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia. And we would love for you to come worship with us. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Our morning worship service is at 10:55. And our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday nights, we have Awana clubs for the kids, actually the youth, ages 3 through the teens. See, the teens don't like to be called kids, so the youth, ages 3 through the teens, and that gets started at 6:45 on Wednesday nights. And then, of course, there's the Wednesday evening worship service at 7 o'clock at the church where the shout has not gone out. That's our church, Gethsemane Baptist Church. Again, 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia. Right now, it's the Old Time Gospel Hour Quartet. This is There's a Brighter Day on In the Garden.
Straight as the road of the travel, taking the miles along the way.
There's a brighter day.
The Old Time Gospel Hour Quartet on today's In the Garden program. In just a couple of minutes, it's Pastor Duck with the conclusion of his message entitled What the Blind Man Saw, and you don't want to miss out on that. I know it'll bless you, so stay right here and get ready for that and still more great music. And before we get to all that, let me remind you to visit our website at www.itgm.org. That's where you'll find some great things like the prayer chain, where you can get a blessing and be a blessing. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, or you know of someone in need of prayer, you can make it known right there on the website and send that out in email form to people who will get that message, and they will pray on your behalf, and you will get a blessing that way. And while you're at the website, be sure to find out how you can submit your own email address so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can pray for those folks. So we have folks praying one for another. That's the prayer chain, and you'll find that, and you'll also find so much more. You can find out what folks are on the prayer list that you need to remember in your prayer life, and pretty soon you'll be able to listen to this very program, the In the Garden program, not only on the radio, but also on the website as well. That's one of the new features in the works on the website, so we hope you'll log on there and get a blessing. Again, that's at www.itgm.org. That's short for In the Garden Ministries. www.itgm.org. And we hope you'll get a blessing while you're there. Right now, it's time for us to bring you the conclusion of Pastor Carlton Duck's message entitled, What the Blind Man Saw, on today's In the Garden program.
You've got to sell yourself out to the cause of Christ today. We today are trying to fence straddle, and we're trying to live for the world and please the world. We're trying to live for God and please God. You can't serve two masters, the Bible said. Either you will hate the one and love the other. He said you can't serve God and the world. You've got to make a decision. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And I believe it's time the Christian community start today serving the Lord. Amen. I believe it's time we start living the life that's pleasing to the Lord. And faith is your first step today to receive the mercy of Almighty God. Faith is not just believing God exists. It's acting on that very belief. Your faith has to have action. Hallelujah. And faith is trusting Jesus with your life. You say, well, yeah, but Pastor, I got to work 12 jobs, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to get this done, I got to get that done, and I just don't have no time for the Lord. Wait a minute, you got your priorities out of line. My God will supply your every need. Hallelujah. And folk, I'm going to tell you today, you've got to put Christ first and foremost in your life. And that's what's wrong with the church today. We have not decided to follow Jesus. We've let everything distract us, and we've let everything pull our attention away from God. I'm going to tell you something today, and you listen to me, that God's going to get your attention one way or the other. And today, you've got to make up your mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't care what the devil's crowd's doing. I don't care what this other crowd's doing. I am going to serve God. Hallelujah. And folk, if we'll make our decision today to serve the Lord, I want you to know today, you'll find the presence of the Lord is so real, so wonderful, and you'll find that trusting Jesus with your life is the best thing that you've ever done. Amen. Like Bartimaeus, we were blind until we come to see and receive the Lord into our heart and our life, until we come to Jesus. Now, there's something today, and you realize that there's someone today who wants to keep you blind and doesn't want you to learn about the truth of God. And today, he is the devil, isn't he? The devil wants to keep you suppressed and defeated and discouraged. And he wants to keep you down and out. And he wants to keep you in a position that you're not serving God. Amen. And you say, yeah, but all these things coming along in my life and all these distractions and all these obstacles and just seems like I can't get on track. You can get on track. And bless God, every obstacle that the devil will throw before you, God will make a way around it, through it, above it, beneath it. Let me tell you what. God is an able God. Amen. I like what Paul said. Paul said in the book of 2 Corinthians 4:4, he said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. See, those today that are lost, folks, let me tell you what. You can't expect the heathen to act like a saint, can you? You can't expect the world's crowd to act godly because they're not. But I tell you what, God does expect the godly crowd to act godly, doesn't he? And he expects those who are born again to live like born again people. And he says, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And I realize the devil has pulled the shade of darkness upon this world. But I want you to know there's a light from heaven, hallelujah, that shone down into our heart and our life and pulled us out of the mire and the darkness and the deepness of this world and set our foot upon a rock and established our going and has given us a song to sing and has given us a message to preach. And I believe it's time the church of Jesus Christ Start preaching the Word and living the life and glorifying our God. Amen. That means us. You don't have to wait till the big church does it. God wants all churches to do it because we're all God's people. If we've named the name of Christ, we are part of God's family, aren't we? Amen. Satan today wants to keep you blinded. You know why he wants to keep you blinded? Because he doesn't want you to know the truth. And Jesus says, what about the truth? What does he say the truth does to you? Hallelujah! Makes you free. And not only does it make you free, but it makes you free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Man, I'm glad I'm free this morning. Amen. I'm glad my Emancipation Proclamation was signed 2,000 years ago in blood by the Lamb of God, and He purchased my redemption. And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. I'm free from the devil. I'm free from the world. I'm free from hell. I'm free from the devil's crowd. Hallelujah! I'm filled with His Spirit. I'm a child of God. Amen. Glory to God. So the devil huffs and he puffs. And so the world today tells us today, you know, well, we took your Ten Commandments and we pushed them out the door. And we took your prayer and we put that in the closet. And we took your Bibles and tore that up and threw it in the rubbish pile. So what are you going to do now? We're still going to praise God. Amen. Let me tell you what. The church cannot be stopped by the devil. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My first pope was not Peter. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. And He is God of the church today. Amen. And folk, I know, listen, a lot of churches have shut Him out and pushed Him out. But let me tell you what today. He is still the Lord of hosts. He is still the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is still Adonai the Lord. He is still Yeshua Jesus. He is still God Almighty. And brother, nothing and nobody is going to stop it nor change it. And we've got a message to preach. Don't worry about what the world is doing. Get out there and say, Jesus saves. Amen. Nudge your neighbor right now and say, He's still the God of salvation. Amen. If you're sitting in this church this morning, let me tell you what, and you've never come to the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and had your sins washed away, what are you talking about, man? I'm talking about the Bible says you must be born again. And if you've never been born, yeah, but I've been born. I'm like Nicodemus came to the Lord. He said, what are you talking about? I've been born into this world. I can't be reborn physically. Jesus said, I'm not talking about your physical birth, man. I'm talking about your spiritual birth. And you must be born again, and you do that by seeing yourself as you are, lost, undone. You, my friend, were in the depravity of sin, lost, and going to hell. But Jesus made a way. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, He passed by in my life 20-some years ago, and I haven't been the same. You say, you're crazy. You can call me anything you want to. But I tell you what, when the rapture happens and you're still on earth and I'm gone, you can just call me goodbye, gone, and out of here. I'm with the Lord. Amen.
Remember, we'll have a brand new message next time from Pastor Carlton Duck here on the In the Garden program. Please be sure to join us then. And right now, it's music from Ernie Haas. This is called The Ground is Level.
Have riches untold, but on earth dwell my friend, won't save your soul. You may live in a mansion, all the world knows your name, but at the foot of the cross, my friend, everyone stands the same. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Anyone may come there, for there is Calvary. You may be a beggar, have nothing to wear, and eat at a table without one crumb to spare. But at the foot of the cross, my friend, you may stand by a king, cause all of earth's money won't be worth anything. The ground is level at the foot of the
called The Ground is Level. It's from Ernie Haas on today's In the Garden program. God bless you again. Thank you for joining us. And before we go, let me remind you to tune in to Alive TV. It's on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System in Bedford County, Campbell County, in Appomattox, in the Pamplin area. You're sure to get a blessing. Anytime you tune in, there's the flagship program, the In the Garden television program, that airs several times throughout the week. And you can also tune in each morning, Sunday right through Saturday, for the In the Garden program from 6 to 7. So if you're up early, that's a great way to start your day and get a blessing. So we encourage you to do that. Also, stay tuned throughout the day for devotion time with Pastor Duck. There's some great local preaching programs on Alive TV, as well as some great Southern gospel music videos. So anytime you tune in, you'll get a blessing. So we encourage you to tune in a lot. Alive TV, Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System. And we generally remind folks on Adelphia in Lynchburg or in Amherst that if you would like to have all of Alive TV on your cable system, to give Adelphia a call and let them know that's your desire. Of course, right now you can tune in for the In the Garden television program Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 10:30, and we surely hope you will. But if you need more, if you want all of Alive TV, be sure you give Adelphia a call and let them know that Nesby's already seen fit to do that and that you want to be blessed as well with some great Christian programming. It's Alive TV. Again, Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable Systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.